Hey, yo, cats, y'all.
Hey, buddy.
This is the greatest thing I ever thought of. This is the greatest one yet. Check it out, boy. When he sees this, he's gonna go nuts. Man, he should be here in about 5 seconds. Hold up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is an outrage. An outrage, I tell you.
Hello.
Hello.
Don't hello me, you weasels. Martha, what are you doing here?
Well, I...
All right. Which one of you clowns is responsible?
Not me. I've never been responsible.
Okay, Mr. Woodman, what do we do now?
Someone stuck a sticker to my bumper.
Well, you know what they say, Mr. Woodman. It pays to advertise.
Oh, Mr. Woodman, you should leave this on. Who knows? You may get lucky with a prune.
Laugh about it all you want, but I'm warning you, I'm getting to the bottom of this.
A stroke of genius, Mr. Washington.
Yay! Hey, Mr. Frederick.
Please, please, gentlemen, no applause. You're going to embarrass me.
I just knew you did it. You are so bad.
You are so right.
Freddie, look, we ain't got much time here before class, so could you endorse my report card, please?
Oh, no problem, Mom. They don't call me Sweet Fingers Freddy for nothing. Yeah. Ooh, hand them over. Thank you, Juan.
All right.
I learned this one uptown. A little behind the back job.
Woo!
Cope steady, huh?
Hey, this is perfect. I can't read a letter.
Hey, Mo, don't you want Freddy to sign yours?
Arthur, a true gentleman never allows the wrong person to sign his report card. That's why I always forge mine myself.
Adequate.
But you lack the boom boom flair.
Hey, Freddy, next time will you sign mine?
Sure enough, little brother.
Oh.
Ooh, Grays, this is how I give me a nosebleed. There it is, y'all. Come on, let's go face the music. Yeah. 1, 2, you know what to do. Go, baby, go. Uh-huh. Go, baby, go. Yeah, Arthur, this is not your class. Your class is down the hall. You know where Mr. Woodman keeps his good little boys? Where everyone can read? Go on, scoot, scoot, goodbye, goodbye.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Yeah, where we need ya. Welcome back,
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back,
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Arthur, I'm really disappointed in you. You're a straight-A student.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed about all that straight-A stuff, too.
I used to be the one student I could always count on. If I needed someone to organize an after-school activity, I'd call on Arthur.
And who'd you call on when you wanted some fun and laughs?
Fun and laughs? Who needs that? You call it fun what you did to Miss Hargrove today? I mean, how could she possibly maintain peace and order in the library wearing a bumper sticker saying librarians have big bookends? Arthur, what's the matter with you? You were never in trouble before. Now you're talking back, disrupting classes, your grades are slipping, you... You're acting like a sweat hog.
Thanks for the talk, Mr. Woodman. Now I know I'm on the right track. And in the words of my main man...
Mother.
Arthur, one more thing before you go. I don't want to see any more bumper stickers.
Don't worry, you won't.
It's happening, y'all. It's happening. Hey, what's happening? Get my money. Get my money. What's happening, y'all? What's that?
And dude, what's shaking?
What is this, instant replay?
Hey, bro. Hey, what's going down?
My grades. Man, I've been skipping so many classes, they had to send me an absentee ballot for the school election.
Hi, guys. I'm glad you're all still here.
Hey, Mrs. Cotter, take a look at this, huh? On the way to school today, Freddie got himself Xeroxed.
Yeah, I see. It's a bad copy. Arthur, why don't you go to class?
Why should I be there, Mrs. Cotter?
Well, for one thing, you could bring up your grade point average.
I'd rather stay here and bring it down.
Arthur, up your average.
After a while, crocodile. Well... that little tyke certainly is the cat's meow.
Well, I have something here for you guys. Your report cards, Arnold. Freddie, here's yours. Juan, here's yours.
Oh, Mrs. Cotter. There's got to be some kind of mistake here. I already handed in my report card.
Yes, I know. And now you can take this home and have it signed by your real parents. Those were the worst forgeries I have ever seen.
Sweet fingers.
Bo, you'll be getting yours later. You see, your signature was so hysterical, they're still passing it around in the teacher's lounge. Freddie, speaking of forgeries, haven't you noticed that Arthur is trying to be exactly like you?
Oh, what's wrong with being like me?
There's nothing wrong with it if you're you.
I am me.
Yes, but Arthur is not you. And by trying to be you, he's abandoning what he could be.
Mrs. Cotter, can we start over again? I'm lost.
Okay. The point is that Arthur idolizes you guys. Especially you, Freddie.
Oh, well, hey, Mrs. Cotter. What's wrong with that? I mean, don't I deserve it?
Of course you do for some things. But I think that Arthur is looking up to you for the wrong reasons.
Hey, Mrs. Cotter, if he's idolizing me, how wrong could his reasons be?
Freddie, don't you realize that you are his hero? And being his hero, that means you have certain responsibilities towards him.
Yeah, I know. I gotta be the best me I can possibly be, which is pretty near perfect.
It's perfect for you, maybe, but I'm not so sure that it's perfect for Arthur.
Oh, Mrs. Cotter, what do you want me to tell him? Don't love me? I'm lovable. I'm likable. I'm tolerable.
I think you better settle for tall.
I think he's right. At least it'll give Arthur one good reason to look up to you.
Oh, wow, Miss Cathy. That's cold, boy. That's rough.
I'm sorry, Freddie, but you're just not thinking.
Hey, Boom Boom. I've been waiting to talk to you.
What is it, kid?
I want to give you a token of my appreciation.
What for?
For all the things you taught me.
Oh, wow. Hey, this is nice, man. I really appreciate this timepiece, Arthur. I can't take this from you, man.
I want you to have it.
I want me to have it, too. This is pretty hip. No, I can't take this. This is too much, man.
Yeah, don't worry.
Plenty more where that came from. Hey, what's the matter, Boom Boom? Would you rather have a digital?
Come here, Arthur. Sit down. I got to talk to you, man. Come on. Sit down. Arthur, you know you can get time for this. You can get time for this. You can't go around stealing, man. That's illegal.
I only did it because I wanted to be cool, like you and the gang.
Arthur, you got everything wrong. You got me all wrong. You got everything wrong, man. Okay, check it out. Yeah, I am bad. But I'm not bad, bad. You hear what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
You think I'm coming from? Yeah. I mean, I fool around and I have my kicks every once in a while, and sometimes I get in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but Arthur, I'm working with raw material. I'm still developing my potential. You got a head start on us, Arthur. You're already smart.
I can change.
Arthur, why should you change? I would love to get good grades. They had to invent a whole new alphabet for the kind of grades I get.
I'm tired of studying and being the best at everything. I mean, I want to be tough. I want to be mean. I want to have excitement, adventure. You know, I want to have what you got. Charisma.
Oh, wow. Hey, Arthur, my man. How you gonna get by on charisma? I don't even know what that means.
How about if I steal a car? Then can I be like you?
No, Arthur. You can go to jail.
Oh, please. I'll rob a bank. I'll mug a mailman. Harass a priest.
Yeah, Arthur, that won't be necessary, all right? I just got to think about it for a while, and I'll get back to you, all right?
What did you say this guy's name was?
The guy's name is Arthur, man.
Right here, right here.
Yeah, a little pain, man. He keeps following me around. I don't know what to do with him, man.
Sounds like a real weirdo.
He's driving me crazy, man.
Mr. Saunders, I got your dinner here.
I'm not hungry.
It's doctor's orders. You gotta eat.
Don't bother.
He didn't eat much.
Oh, you should try that, man. It's delicious. You know, either that guy's got a tongue as long as a frog, or he's gonna starve to death, Benny.
I'm sorry, Mr. Saunders. I'll crank it. It's broken. Would you prop him up? I'll hand for you.
Oh, no problem, man.
Wanna play airplane in the hangar?
Yep.
Here we go. Open up the hangar. Here comes the airplane. Fool. They're good?
Oh, no.
Good.
Do you mind if we talk while you eat?
Now,
how big is this guy?
Oh, wow, he's a little guy, man. He's little. He's about yay tall, man.
A little guy?
Yeah.
Can't believe it. Hmm. Here you go.
You know what else, man? He's trying to imitate me. Walk.
Man, what are you?
Dance like me.
Sorry, Mr. Saunders. Look, I just clean this up. And get right into that.
I don't like chicken.
Why didn't you tell me you didn't like chicken? I got roast beef. Chicken, roast beef. Freddie, would you get that bottom tray and give it to him?
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. I don't know what to do, man. I know. I just got the idea. I mean, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get together with Epstein and Horseshack, the rest of the guys, and we're gonna get that guy Arthur a real scare. And after that, man, I bet we'd be rid of him forever, man. What do you think of that?
No, you do. You get together with the guys, and you give off the real scare. Get rid of them forever.
Look, I gotta get out of here.
Hey, Freddie, what do you think? The latest in men's jewelry.
Well, I know that I look meaner than usual. This morning, when I looked in the mirror, I gave myself all my money.
Arnold, the idea is not to scare yourself. The idea is to scare Arthur.
What's that for?
To hide behind. I don't want to get hurt.
Nobody wants to get hurt.
And nobody is going to get hurt. We just want to make Arthur think that someone is. All right, come on. Check it out. When we get down to the real nitty-gritty, we're going to get Arthur so scared, man, he's going to run like a jackrabbit.
Yeah? Well, here comes Peter Cottontail now. Come on,
positions.
Hi.
Hey, yo, Arthur. Hey, what's happening? time. You ready, Arthur?
Sure. For what?
Hey, Arthur. Who's been getting on your case lately?
Hey, Who's been bumming you out lately?
Hey, Who's been cramping your style lately?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Hey, Arthur. Who's been raining on your parade?
It's Mr. Woodman, man. That cat's been coming down on you. And now we're gonna come down on him.
Good! Let's hide his teeth.
You're gonna beat him up. You get the first hit.
Gee, thanks.
Well, I mean, of course, if you can't do it.
I can do it.
All right. He's gonna be coming out of here any minute. We want you to stand right behind this door, right over here.
And we'll be right behind you.
To back you up.
Right. Here you are, Arthur. Today you are a man.
Hey, yo, Arthur. Put some pressure on him.
Hey, first aid kit. Just in case.
All right, brother. You ready now, man. You dressed to kill, man. I'm telling you, man, old Woody is in for it now. I mean, I'm gonna take that dude and turn his nose upside down that when he go out in the rain, he gonna drown.
But first we have to have a little war council. You got the door, okay, Arthur? Okay.
Hey, Freddy, I think your plan is backfired.
Oh, okay. Let me just think. Let me think, all right?
All right.
Okay, I got an idea. I got one. We just gotta lay it on them thicker.
Thicker? Huh?
Yeah, let's get tough.
Tough.
Let's get mean.
Let's get help.
Come on, Arnold. Tough. Let's pulverize his body.
Let's galvanize his teeth.
Let's liquidate his nose.
Let's mitosize his muffler.
Shoot, by the time we finish with old Woody, he can be buried in a sardine can. We'll give him open heart surgery with no anesthetic. You juvenile
delinquent. I think it worked. Hey, yo, brother. Hey, man. This was gonna be a fun night. You just blew it. Oh, man, you don't got the guts it takes to be like me.
If this is what you call guts, I'm glad I don't have it. I'm taking those watches back to my father's shop, and then I'm gonna study so hard that I'll graduate early and get away from you and your friend.
Excuse me.
Does this mean you're not going to tutor me in English?
I guess that means no.
Mr. Woodman, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get outside.
Have you tried using the door? Isn't it a little early for Halloween?
Nah, it's never too early for a little trick or treat. Especially the trick part.
What's going on here?
We just got Arthur back on the right track.
Yeah, we just let a poor little kid away from a life of crime and restitution.
Yeah. We really grossed him out.
You realize what you've done? That boy idolized you. Now he thinks you're filthy swine, scum of the earth, lowest of the low. Thanks for setting him straight.
Well, guys, I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but that was a really noble thing you did.
It was Freddy's idea.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad we got rid of that kid anyway. He was just getting on my nerves.
Yeah, well, he thought you were great. He thought you were cool.
You know, Freddy, he thought right.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody knows, there's only room for one boom boom. I'm a poet and I know it, right? So we all better off, right, Miss Cartier?
Right, Freddie. Especially Arthur. Thanks.
Let me ask you something. If Arthur hadn't defended me, you guys really weren't going to work me over, were you?
Welcome back, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Welcome back,
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back,
welcome back. We always could spot a friend. Welcome back, and I smile when I think how you must have been. And I know what a scene you were learning in. Was there something that made you come back again? Ever lead you.